Starting to get some reaction from the combine, from the quarterbacks. We know that Shedeur Sanders wasn't going to participate in any of the throwing or the drills. Cam Ward, right now, Mitch, you say also not participating in any of the drills. However, some sound coming in, and your Browns are being referenced because people are obviously asking about the teams at the top of the draft. So we had this interesting right before the break. I was informed that Jackson Dart was one of those Ole Miss quarterback who I gave up on after I saw him in the Florida game last year. I don't know if you guys remember that game. Ole Miss was fighting for their playoff lives. And in the fourth quarter, I think he threw two official interceptions, whether the game was tied or down seven. And then he threw two other unofficial interceptions that were either ruled out of bounds or incomplete, or there was a penalty on the play. He was a total disaster. And you know how you just watch one game and you're like, that's it.
Good night.
By the way, I would have said the same thing after Will Howard's Michigan game.
Yeah. It seems like Dart is the guy that seems to be climbing a little bit, right? Almost like the J.J. McCarthy of last year where, okay, second, third round. Now suddenly people are talking about him as a potentially a first round pick. So this is going to, listen, this is what we're going to have to live for the next 2 months, right? This is going to be up and down, Shedeur one day, Cam the next, punt. I mean, it's going to be
no,
all
we're not
over.
Taking a punter, are we?
It's going to be all over the map.
We've taken a kicker. We're not taking a punter. Well, Tom Withers is in for Ken Carmen today. Not only the fact that, you know, Jackson Dart, the Browns are sitting there with the number one pick in the second round. That is what makes it really interesting, because if they don't take a quarterback at the top, don't you kind of feel like they're almost assuredly going to either take one at 33, which would be the first pick of the second round, or trade up to the end of the first round, similarly to what the Ravens did to go get Lamar Jackson, right? Because you can't just hope a guy gets to you to that next day.
No, which is why I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I think at number two, the Browns are locked into taking a quarterback, either Ward or Sanders. I think they have to.
Okay. Tom Withers is on record.
There you go.
Well, we do have Jackson Dart on record when it comes to the Cleveland Browns situation. Listen to what he says here and let me know if you think this is the same way Myles Garrett's thinking. Go ahead.
They've been great. Being able to sit down with them, have those visits, and really just chop it up. They have a ton of talent, and I think that they're a team that's really going to have a ton of success in these next coming years. I think they're built for success now.
Built for success now.
Mr. Garrett.
Well, right. I can't find a lot of Browns fans that think that right now, because it's been the week from hell. We've had like a month from hell when it comes to them and their offseason situation. Now, obviously, the young quarterbacks, they want to talk their way up, especially if you're not going to be taking, you know, number one, number two, or number three overall. Like, you're ready to go anywhere. You don't care. And oftentimes what happens, as you know, Tom, is that some will tell you, like, honestly, for your career, might be better off not getting taken at the top of the draft, because what kind of teams are drafting at the top?
Bad ones, yeah.
As opposed to, you know, Patrick Mahomes goes into the all-time situation.
It's all about situation.
Jordan Love goes into an all-time great situation. When you go to a team that doesn't have the urgency to and the desperation to take a quarterback at the top and play that quarterback right away. And now it's still very much to debate whether or not whoever the Browns take, even at number two overall, whether or not they're going to play week one in September. Who knows? There'll always be pressure from the fans and people like me, the media, because we want to see these guys. I remember the Baker stuff like it was yesterday. I was getting in fights with people about whether to play Baker or Tyrod Taylor. Mm. And I'm like, let's just go. What are we waiting for? Now we know in the end,
he's only four games in, right?
Yeah.
When he took over.
And one of the more memorable moments of my recent Browns fandom with the opening of the victory fridges.
There
you go.
Which, by the way, Ken got a victory fridge. Are you compromised? Did you get a victory fridge? You couldn't be a journalist and get a victory fridge, right?
God, no.
Yeah, Ken got one. I think Ken got two.
Tells you a lot about his thoughts on the team.
Yeah, what does that tell you? We have other quarterbacks that are talking as we speak. In fact, Cam Ward, could he be there at number two overall for the Cleveland Browns? You've heard some people say Abdul Carter could be the generational talent that the Tennessee Titans take at number one. Here's Cam Ward being asked about his discussion with the Cleveland Browns.
Real good, being able to meet with the GM, finally meet the quarterbacks coach in person, the OC as well. They do an unbelievable job on offense, getting people open. They got an unbelievable offensive line. Jerry Jeudy's one of the best receivers in the league. So, you know, if I'm hoping to go there, I know it'll work out good.
But how big, the way people are talking about Jerry Jeudy, how big was his season? As bad as the Browns in their 3-win season was, Jerry Jeudy, all of a sudden, you want to talk about having a rebirth, revitalized career. You got guys talking about Jeudy again the way he was talked about when he came out in the draft.
And one of the positives on the Andrew Berry ledger, right? That's a check in the on the right side of the box.
You said positives. Where are the other, there are other positives? I guess trading for, the one thing he's been good at, trading two out of three.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper worked out. Now, Elijah Moore has not worked out at all.
Right.
So, two out of three, though, ain't bad. And Jerry Jeudy certainly came on. And to hear Ward talk about that, like, you do like that these guys are up on these teams, yeah, right? They're definitely schooled on how to talk to these reporters from the hometowns.
No question. Hey, and if we could lock into Cam Ward for 1 second. So, one of my good AP colleague buddies, Tim Reynolds, who I think you have had on the show in the past, down in Miami. I kind of focused on Cam during a lot of last year's college football season. And in talking to Tim, he says Cam is everything you see on and off the field. Real high, we talked about character before, high character guy, plays at a high level, very athletic, obviously. Tried to play some hero ball maybe at times that got him into a little bit of trouble, but had a good year with Miami. With, you know, not, he's got some good talent down there too. They have a really good tight end, a couple of nice wide receivers as well. So, listen, as I said to you earlier, I think the Browns need to fall in love with one of these top two quarterbacks and just go.
Did it bother you at all? Because we definitely had a conversation about it the day after the Pop-Tart Bowl. Was it that
he didn't play in the bowl
Cam
game?
Ward disappearing at after halftime?
No, not whatsoever. I mean, these guys got to look out for their future, right? And I think those bowl games have turned into what they are now, right? Especially with the college football, you know, system. If you're not in the playoff system, if you're not in the playoffs, then in my mind, you can do whatever you want to.
But it was the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Well, that's
sacrilegious. I mean, it's up there. It's the Masters, right? It's the Indy 500, the Rose Bowl. And come on, you can't dodge the Pop-Tart Bowl. That was an all-time great 3.5 hours of television, and I was hooked. People say the bowl games are dead. I was hooked to that one. But, you know, I think what concerns some fans is that if you are not Andrew Luck in terms of a prospect coming out, if you are not Trevor Lawrence, people don't want to find reasons to dock you. And, you know, Cam and Shador, you keep hearing, hey, if this were last year, Bo Nix, and this is where they would be taken. And yet, man, Cam Ward doesn't play in that second half. It's just another reason for a Browns fan who's already on the fence.
We're going to nitpick these guys apart, right, between now and whenever he's taken. I've seen enough good things about Shador as well. You know, I liked his completion percentage last year. I think he completed 73% of his passes at Colorado. Granted, their schedule wasn't, you know, maybe the toughest in the country, but I like a lot of what I've seen out of him. I know a lot of people are worried about the Deion factor. I don't necessarily think that's going to be a big deal.
He's going to be coaching.
That's
the one thing I don't understand. What do people think he's going to do?
Well, and not only that, he wants his son to go out and be him. I mean, if Deion knows locker rooms better than you and I ever will, right, in the NFL, and I think he knows that he can't be daddy looking over his son's shoulder in the NFL. You got to just let him go out and make his mistakes and do what he's got to do. So I like either one of these guys. I think either of them are legitimate potential, you know, number two picks overall. No question in my mind.
I was just assuming Cam Ward was not going to be there at number one or number two for us all along. It's silly season time, so
yeah,
you're hearing
Carter and Hunter and whatever.
Yeah, you're hearing a lot about how this may shake out. Jack and Lorraine, he's got a strategy. Go ahead, Jack. Tell me what the Browns should
Thanks for taking my call. This might sound like overkill, but what I'm hoping that they do is want in free agency, get a veteran, so that they can start the season with a veteran. And then in the draft, if they can get Cam or Shador with pick two, and then maybe in around four or five, take either I know I'm saying his name wrong, or
from Louisville?
Louisville, yeah.
Louisville. or Rourke from Indiana, and then have those two rookies in camp, and then let that be, you know, probably the quarterback room for the season.
All right, thank you, Jack. Now, he didn't say Will Howard. At least I didn't think I heard him say Will Howard. Will Howard also at the podium just moments ago. We're getting ready to hear from Shedeur Sanders, so if we can turn that around fast enough once he gets up to the podium, or you'll hear about it on Baskin and Phelps. So here's Will Howard, national champion Buckeye quarterback.
Can be that guy for a team. I truly believe that. You know, I think I showed it as the season went on this year. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. And, you know, I think I was able to show, you know, through the times of adversity and bouncing back from that, that I was able to, you know, not let things get to me. You know, I was able to make elite throws and make decisions when the lights were the brightest. You know, I just hope that there's a team out there that, you know, falls in love with me. And, you know, I still have that chip on my shoulder, man. I'm always going to have that. You know, I love being kind of the underdog and kind of coming from behind. And I think that's, you know, that's where I thrive. And where I want to be.
I would like to thank Ashley Bastock and her social media account for us to be able to play that audio from Indy, and these quarterbacks all getting those same types of questions. Tom Withers, who are a Buckeye alum, correct?
Correct.
And would you classify yourself as a diehard or still very, very passionate observer of the Buckeyes?
Diehard. It's the one team I can root for.
Yeah.
Without, you know. Don't cover them, so there's no conflict of interest.
Well,
so.
What did that run for you? Forget about legacy on a college level. He's a national champion now. Craig Krenzel was a national champion. Cardale Jones, national champion. You think about what it did for them and how we feel about them in the Buckeye State. Forget about all that, because we know how he's the rest of his life. He's good now. You know, Kansas State, whatever. I mean, he's a Buckeye. Won a national championship yeah. with Ohio State. What about the NFL? Because his stock... was they were saying day three after that Michigan game. They were saying Kyle McCord, much higher draft stock. Things have kind of shifted in that regard.
Has anybody this side of Joe Flacco had a better four-game stretch than Will Howard had in the college playoffs?
I mean, great question.
It was unbelievable, right? Made the big throws, didn't make mistakes. I mean, there was times during the year, Anthony, I know you watch the Buckeyes as religiously as I do. He would make one or two really bad throws a game, right? Force balls into traffic, whatever the case may be. He didn't do any of that. Now, granted, it's nice to have Ibuka and Jeremiah Smith as your targets and to have a running game like they had, especially in the playoffs. But, yeah, Will Howard made himself a ton of money. You know, I've heard people talk that he could even be a late first round, early second round pick. So, yeah, his stock is rising, and I think it will continue to. He'll be impressive in any workouts that he does. He's got the size. He's shown he's got the smarts. He's got the big arm. It's not Kyle McCord's arm, another guy that we probably should talk about in terms of what the caller mentioned earlier about the Browns taking a guy maybe third, fourth, or fifth rounds. And I'm with that line of thinking, by the way, as well. I'm with whether you get your starting quarterback for this season through free agency or a trade, then I think you got to take a quarterback in number two. Then I think you got to fill out that room with another guy on top of DTR.
What's crazy is the amount of fans, especially I'm sure Ohio State fans or people that watch their run in the playoffs. They're like, well, wait a second. He's 6'4". He's mobile. He can escape the pocket. He can kind of bulldoze. You want to talk about another guy that could do, if he can get down low enough, could do a tush push if it's still legal in the NFL. Like, Will Howard's going to get you a yard if you need a yard. The chip on the shoulder thing, how is putting all that together, how is that not a guy that's a first-round quarterback? And to that, I can only say he had played before this season. He had played 34 games at Kansas State, and people thought he was going to be undrafted. So there's enough tape out there. They're worried about his arm. They just don't think his arm is good enough. But, man, on those deep throws, he might have underthrown a few of them in the playoff run, but they were accurate.
He was on the money. He was terrific. And to your point, I mean, he played in the Big 12, played in the Big 10. Sounds like a lot of the Josh Allen characteristics that you just talked about, right?
Josh Allen comparison.
I'm not saying he's Josh Allen, and I know that arm strength is not there. But in terms of size, in terms of resume, all those kinds of things, this is a guy that you cannot overlook.
All right.